paragraf chesnel, ubishvil ze noisin al kivrei tzadikim b'Rosh Hashanah. And with this, we'll understand so much more clearly why we travel to the graves of tzadikim for Rosh Hashanah. Before, he mentioned traveling to tzadikim for Rosh Hashanah, which was a custom throughout the generations. But even more recently, we see people going to Meiron, to the kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai for Rosh Hashanah. We see people davening by the Mora Samach Pela. And we see especially the great pilgrimage to Rabbeinu Zalsin, to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. Ki b'mekoyim menuchas hatzadikim, shom klulim kol hamekoymois shel kol echad v'echad. Because the burial place, the place where a great tzaddik is buried, that place, that location is koilel, it's a composite of all the places of all the Jews, of the entire Jewish nation. Ki b'mekoyim menuchosoy shom nimshach kedushas hakisei hakovoy. Because at the resting place of a tzaddik, there is found the holiness of the throne of Hashem. Shehu nachalosom. That is their inheritance. That's what the tzaddikim receive. Kama shekosuv, as the posuk says, about the passing away of a tzaddik, v'kisei kovoid yanchilein. Hashem will pass on to them. Hashem will give them an inheritance of the throne of glory of Hashem. That is their nachalo. V'alkein, shom hu b'chinas mekoymoy shel olam. And therefore the burial place of a tzaddik is also b'chinas mekoymoy shel olam. It's the place of the entire world. V'yochel kol echod limtzei shom es mekoymoy. Each and every single Jew can find his place over there. He can find that he has a place over there. He has a place within the holiness. V'lo shuv l'Hashem yisborach. And thereby be able to return to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas, this is the pasuk in the Parshas V'zois HaBrocha that describes the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu. It describes the location, the burial location of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the pasuk says there, it's talking about Shevet God. Vayar reishis loi, that the Shevet of God saw the first, they took the first to themselves. They took it upon themselves to be the first. When it came to going in to throw the other nations out of Israel, who were the ones who led the battle? Shevet God. Remember, God and Reuven and half of Manasseh, they wanted to stay outside. They asked to have the portion of Eretz Israel outside of Eretz Israel, Evar Yarden. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're chickening out. You don't want to join the Jews in the fight of taking over Eretz Israel. They said, we're chickening out. We'll be in the front lines. We're going first. So it says, Evayar Reishis Loi. That Shevet God, they were zecher to be the first in conquering Eretz Israel, and therefore they received the first, the choicest. Kishom chelkas mechoykek sofun. Because in their land is found the choicest, the most important place, the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu, Har Nevoi. Mechoykek, it's brought as Bigimatria 248, which refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. 248 is the Shlemus. It's all the positive commandments of the Torah. So sometimes we refer to the words Moshe Rabbeinu are Bigimatria 613. But the number showing that he's a composite of the entire Torah. But the number 248 is also used to refer to Moshe Rabbeinu. As in this pasuk, Mechoykek. The Gemara says it. Hainu bimkoim kivuras hatzadik, the place of the burial of the tzadik, shehu b'chinas Moshe, or the tzadikim who are in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chinas, as the pasuk says there, shom chelkas mechoykek sofun. That's the portion of the sofun means very important, and mechoykek refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, shom yochel kol echod lirois horeshi shaloi. There is the Reishis. There every person will be able to find his beginning, his roots. And each and every person will be able to find how to start, how to make a new beginning. The beginning of how a person can start coming close to Hashem. Because there, by the tzaddik, every single person has a place. Shehein bechinas ha'aschola v'areishis shel kol echad. That's the beginning of every single person. Their roots in holiness. The kisei hakavod. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says there, v'yese roshei om. Hainu, ki atzadik bechinas Moshe zoicha liyos v'bechinas mekoy Moshe loylam. The tzadik who is in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu, he is zoicha to also be in this category of mekoy Moshe loylam, the place of the entire world. Al yedei shehiskasher atzmoy l'sharoshei neshamos Yisrael shekluvim bo roshayom. By the fact that the tzaddik attaches himself to the roots of all the Jewish souls, which are under the umbrella of all the Jewish leaders, as we mentioned way, way back. Ki kol haneshamos nechlokim tachas haroshim v'hamanhigim. Because all the Jewish souls are divided up and apportioned under the different leaders of Klal Yisrael. Reuven had all the souls of Shevet Reuven, Shimon the souls of Shevet Shimon, and so on and so forth. Kemavoyra betchilas ha-toyra hazois, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in the beginning of that chapter in Likut Imran, that the manhigim of Klal Yisrael, they are called Shoyresh Neshamos Yisrael. They are the roots. They are like a composite neshama where all the other neshamos are plugged into them. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues, Tzidkas Hashem osa u'mishpotov im Yisrael. Tzidkas Hashem, the tzaddik is zoicha to perform Tzidkas Hashem, the righteousness of Hashem. What does that mean? Hainu sha'tzaddik oise Tzidkas Hashem. Hainu shehu oisek lehatzdik es kol boi oilam. The tzaddik is the one who tries to justify every single person in the world, to find good in them, to find a way to defend them. To judge everybody favorably. Just like Hashem himself does that. Hashem shows us tremendous kindness and charitableness. And he's always judging us l'kaf schus. Because Hashem is the place of the world. And he knows everybody's place. Lahavdil. You get, these taxi services where they have a control center and he's managing these 300 cabs and he's got his speaker and he's got his map and he sees all the dots on the map and he sees one guy is going, moving quickly, and the other guy's crawling along. Now, another person looking at that looks and says, look at this joker. This guy's on vacation. He's driving 20 miles an hour. The other guy is putting in a real day's work. He says, what are you, nuts? He's driving on a highway, out of town. This guy's in the middle of Midtown. This guy's, if he's moving, he's the fastest guy. He's the guy who I know can get around best in that location better than anybody else. A matter of realizing where the place is, that based on that place, it's a whole different ballgame. So too the true tzaddik, who attaches himself to the throne of Hashem. We mentioned earlier, the throne of Hashem is the roots of all the Jewish souls, which is all the other tzaddikim. Who gam kein oise tzidkas Hashem. He's also involved in performing this justification that Hashem does. Shematzdik es hakoy l'kaf schus, k'me Hashem yisborach kanal. He finds justification for everybody to be able to judge them favorably. V'zehu u'mishpotov im Yisrael. Shezeh ha-tzadik yochoy la'asos Rosh Hashanah. This tzadik is the one who's qualified to make a day of judgment. Mishpotov, mishpot, to make Rosh Hashanah. Lishpoit v'lodon es kol Yisrael. Ki hu yodei alodon es hakoy l'kaf schus. He knows how to judge everybody favorably. Machmashuhu bebechinas mekoymoy shaloylam. Because he is in this category of being in the place of the world. He knows everybody's place. We mentioned earlier that when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to pass away and he asked Hashem to provide the Yidna replacement, he said, Ish asher ruach boy, one who knows how to address every single different Jew's needs. He knows each person's place and he knows how to relate to each and every single person based on where they're coming from. And this is why we see it today. Rav Nosson Zal mentions here at Kivrei Tzadikim. We see that there are no other places in the world like Miron, like Uman, Miron on Lag BaOmer. You see every single different possible type of Jew being drawn there, attracted there, and coming there, and connecting over there, making a connection over there. You see how the tzaddik is able to draw people from every different place, every different possible place. They all feel that this is their... What are you doing in Miron? Why stay at home? Why don't you go to your place? Not, this is my place. Every single Jew who comes there says, this is my place. Because there's that feeling that this is Mekoy Moy Shaloylam, that the burial place of the tzaddik is this Bechina of Kisei Kovoid Yanchilim. It's a place where all the Jewish souls come together, and every single person finds a place, and every person can find a path, a direction for tshuva.